begin again.
It's US 99.5. It's Drew on the ride home. I'm playing new country from Taylor Swift, Begin Again. And it was such a cool surprise to find out 10 minutes ago that the person who was really introduced to us from Taylor Swift, two sold-out shows last year at the Allstate Arena, is sitting across from me. Hello, Hunter Hayes.
Good afternoon.
I love it. That's right.
Thanks for letting me. This is morning for me.
You're up early. I was going to say. I love it.
I passed a lady in the hall, actually, just before I came here at the venue, this lady that was there. And she saw me, and she looked at me for a second, and I guess figured out that I was one of the musicians. And she looked at her watch going, surely he's not in right now. This is way too early.
Well, you got the leather jacket on. You got the hair ready to go. I mean, you're ready for the day. It's a good thing that I shaved. I wasn't expecting anyone in today.
Well, thanks for letting me come and interrupt your show. I appreciate it.
So when did you get into Chicago?
Not too long ago, actually. Well, we got in early this morning.
What's the first thing you do when you get into a new city for the day?
Well, you got to get off the bus, and you got to try to get some sunlight in. Most of the time, the bus is parked in this really inconspicuous, really like a hidden place, right in like a tunnel.
Otherwise, you'd have 10,000 fans waiting for you to come off the bus.
I don't know about that, but I do know that they always hide us in these weird places. So you got to try to find some sunlight. But then, you know, I always just kind of make my way through the venue, go grab some coffee, you know, and get ready, kind of look at the day sheet, see what's going on for that day. And
he does have a cup of coffee right in front of him. What is it? You just told me what it was.
Well, it's the ROM. It's the place just downstairs.
Is it a
modern Italian coffee
macchiato or?
This is a cafe mocha.
Do you have time to hang out this afternoon?
Not really. I don't know what
you know. What I'm going to wrangle Hunter Hayes. He doesn't know it, but he's going to hang out on the show for the next 2.5 hours. Does that work for you?
Perfect, dude.
Your record label person is looking at me, but I'm changing your itinerary.
I'm all about it. Let's do it.
More Hunter Hayes with US 99.5.
Having a personal baby.
It's US 99.5. Drew and Hunter Hayes. Do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
I don't know if I have one. I do. I will say this: all my instruments up until I was like 12 or so were all gifts. And most of them came around Christmas time. So, like, for one Christmas, I got a drum kit when I was 5. That was actually my second instrument.
That's a pretty cool gift for a 5-year-old.
Middle school, I got my first, I wanted to build my studio. And so I got my first recording system. It was a Tascam 8-track recorder, which at the time was, like, the bomb.
Top of the line.
Totally, yeah. It had a hard drive in it. Like, that was the first time they'd put hard drives in recording systems. And I was like, this is awesome. I can copy and paste and do all this cool stuff. And I got that for Christmas one year. So, like, every Christmas was, like, gear... like heaven, because I'd always ask for like music stuff for Christmas, so that was always something I look forward to.
New country from Florida Georgia Line and Cruz as I'm singing that in the studio. Hunter, what's your karaoke song?
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
because the last time we saw you was for the ACMs, and you're now officially 21. Happy belated. So you're in the bar with your buddies for karaoke. What's your song?
Oh, yeah.
Mine is Black Velvet, if that helps you.
Oh, nice.
A lot of miles?
Yeah.
Cool.
Wow.
I rocked that one.
What would I go to? I'd probably go to, like, a train song.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, Soul Sister. Oh, yeah. That's gotta go one. That. Gotta go that way. Yeah. I can
tell. It's US 99.5, new country from Zach Brown Band and Goodbye in Her Eyes. It's Drew and Gina on the ride home. A cool surprise 45 minutes ago when you, Hunter Hayes, just walks into the studio and you're going to hang out this afternoon. So my question for you is, what's the biggest thing you've learned in the last year?
How to be okay with being myself. You know, I was just laughing about it when we walked in. I'm naturally awkward and a little shy and, you know, weird, and I'm a total geek, and I'm proud of that. You know, it's like, but it took me a while to get used to being okay with being myself, you know, because I went out on the radio tour, you know, mm-hmm. came and played music for you guys for the first time, and you know, went out on my first tour, like, with Taylor, and then mm-hmm. you know, going on to, you know, touring with Flats and then now doing 95 or something dates with, you know, with Carrie.
A really light schedule, not busy at all.
Yeah. Well, it's gotten busier, but I've become more comfortable just being myself and being okay with my goofiness, you know, which is, I think that's the most important thing I learned during the record making process, during the writing process, during putting together like the shows and stuff. It's like, you know, there is no right answer in music. And that's kind of stressful sometimes because you kind of wish there was. But there's no right answer. There's just your answer, and you have to be yourself. You have to be comfortable with that. And I think that goes with anything in life, not just music.
On that note, looking forward to 2013, is there someone you would love to work with?
There's a couple people. I've already reached out to Vince Gill and I've begged him. I want to do something with him. I love. We've hung out a couple times. I opened up for him not too long ago, and he actually invited me on stage during his show right afterwards, which blew me away. It's just, it's awesome. It absolutely blows my mind how cool he is and how much I look up to him. And I cover his song all the time.
All right, first look at the roads. U.S. 99.5, Hunter Hayes sitting in on the show this afternoon. When was the last time you said, oh my goodness, I can't believe that just happened to me. This is my life.
Sitting at the Grammy nomination concert. Oh, by the way.
Three Grammy nominations. Congratulations.
Expecting one of them and got three. I'm still on cloud nine from that. The new artist nomination is really cool for me too, because that's an all genre thing, and I get to be the country guy in the category, and that's really, really, really an honor for
me. That's big.
You have to practice on your elbowing out of the Lumineers and the other acts saying, hey, I'm bringing all the love back to country.
That's the thing, man. There's so many talented people in that category. I mean, I'm legitimately a fan of those people. I'm a fan.